Welcome, welcome, everyone. Oops. Give us a minute to get here. Okay. All right. So happy to be here with all of you today. I hope you're doing well. And for most of our time together today, we are going to be having our second practicum where we get to observe a coaching session and then break it down and see what worked and what might want to be a little different, et cetera. But before we jump into that, we have a little bit of time and I wanted to hear what's been resonating for you, what's been moving through you from our call last week around systems and boundaries and templates. Have you moved forward and put some protocols into place? How is it going? What are you noticing? Lisa.
Yeah, I could kick us off. I've been sticking to time with my clients. And it sounds like a really small thing, but no. I do group calls and I thought, I really like it that Joanna sticks to time. And I thought, oh, well, I could do that too.
I love it. I love it. It's like, first of all, well done. And also it's like, you just decided you were going to, and then it wasn't so hard. You just did.
It's like, that, and it's so nice because I know where I'm at. That's what I really appreciated it, and I saw it's like, oh, I really know where I'm at. I know she's going to finish on time, and I know that you're around if we have an extra question. And I think that's a really nice and generous way of doing it, so thank you for modeling that. Really appreciate it. Really, yeah. Good,
you're so welcome, and I'm really excited you just quick put that into place for yourself. Nice. Good. And, you know, again, as a reminder for everyone, we aren't doing our clients or our groups favors by going over time. Yes, like I do, there are moments for, okay, we're done. But if anybody has extra questions, if you happen to have the time, but that being said, again, it's actually a trauma-informed practice to end a class on time, or, you know, within a minute or two of when it's supposed to be ending on time, so that you're not holding people who maybe haven't learned how to be like, you know, I can just leave if I want to leave, so that you're not holding them. Also, people are busy. They want to get what they thought they were going to get in the time that you promised that they were going to get it in. They may not want to invest more time into it, right? So it's a really good reminder. Yes, and Lisa is also saying they might be holding on to their bladders for dear life. It is very, very true. And I'll share with all of you, you know, one thing that I've learned, especially in my, you know, I still mostly support women, and especially in my first decade, exclusively supported women. One thing I've learned is that women, really every 90 minutes, you need a bathroom break. End of story. It's important for the container to take those bathroom breaks no longer than about 90 minutes. Good. Who else? What's been resonating? What's been on your mind? What have you been playing with or experimenting with when it comes to boundaries, systems, protocols, the different pieces that we looked at last week. Who wants to share? I feel like there's at least one more share in the group. What's been moving through for you? What have you been noticing?
I'll share.
Great.
Because Joanna, I know that you know that I just booked my first VIP in-person session, which was going to be in January. It was originally January 7th, but she was like, can we go to December 10th, which is next Saturday? So that's super exciting. But that and another client has come forward, sort of kind of been offered to me by a mentor that I have worked with. And this has all just happened really fast. And then somebody else is coming forward for food. So my point is, I just feel really hyper aware following last week's call, like, okay, how beautiful that Joanna is offering us all of this information about structures and systems. I better start figuring out how to implement it. So I'm really excited and confident, but also aware that I really need to put these systems and structures into place.
Yeah. Yeah. So a couple things that I want to say. So first of all, yay on all of the people coming forward and the business being generated. So exciting. And yeah, it's like the more people that you serve, the more that you need these systems and these, you can kind of wing it with a person or two. But as things start to grow, if you don't have those systems in place, total chaos, right? Like it just helps everybody stay organized and efficient and all of that. I hear that you're aware that these things need to be put in place. And what I want to remind you and what I want to remind everyone is it doesn't all have to be all of them overnight. Pace yourself piece by piece. So I would really, if you haven't already, say, okay, what is the next most important piece that either needs to be created or actually needs to be tweaked and leveled up, and just focus on that. And then when you're done with that, you can say, okay, then what is the next? And then what is the next? But don't allow yourself to get overwhelmed because it feels like there's so many things. It's one at a time.
Thank you.
Yay. Thank you. All right. Anyone else want to share on follow-up from systems and templates before we jump into, yeah, Carmen?
I think for me, the big piece has been realizing that even though I've done a lot of work on boundary setting, what was coming up is that the work is a constant progress. So I think I, because I had no boundaries, when I said any boundaries, I felt like my job is done. And realizing that I got comfortable in that place, and that there is a need to consistently redefine them and refine them has been a big aha in so many different levels. I think for now it's impacting more my personal experience in the world than my business yet. And I do recognize that I do recognize how important it is for me to have that process organically unfold in my own experience before I even try to implement it with my clients.
Yeah.
And with the support of a system, feels comfortable to rely on a structure.
Yes.
That doesn't necessarily ask of my personal experience to be a part of that structure.
Yeah.
So it's like on both ends, like emotionally, I feel supported emotionally, and I feel a big aha emotionally in my own process. And at the same time, I see the value of a structure for my business where the energetics can be cleared by relying on the structure, not just my experience.
Yeah.
And that feels like a big, I don't know what the word is, like a big bridge in between. Yeah, I may not have to wear all the hats of having lived through in order to implement and stand on that power.
Yes. Yes. Carmen, this feels to me like a really big breakthrough for you, like a new way of being with yourself in this, and then understanding your business and your business structures, and you are showing up in it. And I'm so excited to hear that this is showing up and coming forward. And I feel like it's like, it has legs. I feel like there, you're going to make changes based.
Yeah. It feels like it. I still feel like that fogginess of like, let me grab it. I feel like it's going away, but it's there. And yeah. I'm excited.
Good. I'm so glad. I'm really, really happy to hear it. And I want to pull on what Carmen also shared when you first started sharing, because there is a piece in there that I think is really important that we didn't touch on last week. And Carmen, I forget the words that you used, but you were essentially saying that it's creating and upholding boundaries is an ongoing process. It's not a once and done. And I really want to underscore that. It's not like we do our boundary work and then we know what the systems are and we put the systems in place and then we've arrived and it's amazing forever. If only that was how life worked. But I can share, you know, from my own experience and from what I've seen out there, everything is in cycles, right? And even sometimes boundaries that I have worked on and I have worked to establish and I've worked to uphold and the energetics have been clean and clear for a long period of time. Every now and again, I see like I start to falter on them. You know, they were great 2 years ago. And then this one like, ooh, but that's okay, right? That doesn't mean that anything has gone wrong or I haven't done enough of my work or like anything like that. So long as I'm present to it, so long as I'm aware of it, and then so long as I then make shifts, inner and outer, to move back to the upholding of it. This is true in my business. This is really true with my kids. There are moments where I'm really great at holding some boundaries with my kids. And then there are some weeks where it just like all goes to, you know, heck with it, right? So we're not looking for perfection. We're not looking to be robots where it's like, I don't even want to use the word slip, but it's like, it goes in cycles. Later this week, Thursday and Friday, for the people that are in advanced depth, not those of you, there are a couple of people here that are also in advanced. It's not your cycle or cohort. It's a different one. The very last retreat of advanced depth, we spend 2 virtual days on boundaries and learning how to go deeper with our own boundaries and then support clients with it. And one of the exercises that we do in advance is this really awesome drawing that becomes a representation of all our different boundaries and the status of where the different boundaries are. And I just pulled out one in preparation to teach the retreat that I made 2 years ago. And some of the boundaries in there are like even stronger than they were before. Others of the boundaries in there, I'm like, oh, I've slipped on this a little bit, right? So we're in constant process and engagement with it. Okay. I think we're ready for our practicum. So similar to what we did a couple weeks back with when Lauren was our model coach, we're going to do another one of them today. And Vesica is our coach. Yay, Vesica. And so our job, and to me, these practicums are just so incredibly valuable because we get to, in this container, observe coaching and then learn from it by unpacking it. It's just, it's so valuable to be able to do this as a community with shared language in a loving and compassionate space. And I think also with a detailed person like me, so we can get to the nitty gritties, right? And really learn. I want to remind all of you that we are each different and unique as practitioners. So Vesica is going to coach very differently than Lauren is going to coach, which is very differently than how I coach. And this is as it should be. This is exactly why Sacred Depths is not a learn this one method of coaching that you use over and over and over and over again. Like learn my method, right? Learn the Sacred Depths method. It is purposefully like not that and anti that. Sacred Depths is about you're learning so many different skills that you get to then have in your toolbox. You could either create your own method or you just get to use it as you want when you show up to coach in your energy, with your personality, with your interests. So my intention is not for any of you to end up coaching like me by the time we're done. My deep intention is for each of you to coach as you, your beautiful, uniquely powerful you by the end of our time. All that being said, Vesica, are you there?
Okay, so I have to be honest with you. I had no idea that I was doing this today. I actually thought my day was like in February or March.
Oh no, you know what's so funny? I almost like shot you a message yesterday to be like, do you remember signed up for tomorrow? And I thought, you're so on top of it. You can do it. Do you feel like you can do it?
Well, I have no idea. I mean, I can do my best, but honestly, I'm like really nervous because I had no idea. I really thought I signed up on another day, but I mean, we can go for it. And I'm open to not feeling actually really nervous. Because I had no idea we were doing this today, but you know, if you guys are willing for me to just do what I do, and I just normally get grounded and settled in, and I was running around trying to get on the call, not even really dressed.
So you can, first of all, take a minute or two to get yourself grounded. We have time and space for that 100%. Second of all, like I really want to honor and celebrate and acknowledge you for just being willing to jump in. And I want to remind you, if this is helpful, this is not about impressing anyone. This is not about perfection. This is like, you know, it's not about any of that. It's about showing up and bringing all of you and your gifts, which I know you always do. And we're all going to learn from it. Like we're going to learn, you're going to do some amazing things and we're going to learn from it. And then you're going to do some things that you might want to do differently a different time. And it's going to be incredible learning for us as well.
Okay. Well, it's just as long as that's the case, because I even have my glasses on, I would have had my hair done. And I'm being really silly now, but just as long as I just want to share that the way that I coach is not always the same that you do. And if that's okay, that I can just be in the flow, because I know that I haven't completely integrated all the tools that you share. And I just have to be in my intuition if that's okay. And everybody's okay with that. And I'm totally open into, you know, any kind of ways that I can even be better. So So
100%, which is really, Vesica, exactly why right before I called you on, I made it a point to say we all coach differently. I was like giving you that permission, you know, right? So yes, we are, and you are a different kind of practitioner, and I love that about you, and I honor that about you, and we're all going to learn from it.
So I do need a couple of minutes. If you could just let me go off camera and just give myself a minute to get in to ground myself so that I can come in the way that I would if I was working with a client. Just a couple of minutes, would that be okay?
Yep. Like, just tell me how many so I know.
Like, just like two?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Two? Okay.
Okay. Well, while we wait for Vesica, I feel like there's something for us each to learn, even in everything that Vesica was just sharing and in our exchange. What did you hear in that was important for you, that touched you? Jennifer saying the honesty and the transparency. Yeah, it's so important as practitioners, right, for us to show up as ourselves. What else? What else struck you or touched you or feels resonant for you? Yes, Lisa saying, I love that she is taking the time she needs to prep. Anita saying the same thing. Absolutely, right? Having that time and space, I always recommend taking a few minutes, whether it's before a one-on-one or a group or a prospect call, and having that time to get settled, to be fully present, to ground, to take care of your nervous system, to open up, whatever you need. Some of you saw my newsletter this week where I shared a prayer that I always say right before client sessions or before a class, which is my way of grounding, where I just connect with spirit and I ask for certain things, mostly to get out of my own way and not make it about me and to be fully present. So having that time and space is so important. Julie's saying that we're always going to be our very own unique selves in our work. And that's the beauty of this. Absolutely. And you'll see, like, Vesica is a very unique practitioner, and for her clients, that is like exactly the right fit. Yes, beautiful, to communicate needs and to ask for space. So I want to pull on what Anina is saying, not to give myself a pat on the back, I'm sharing this for your learning. There are some programs, and I'm sure you've all been in a program like this, where a participant might not be able to communicate their needs in the program and in the group. Because of, and we've learned about container setting, because of the container that we create here, because of the energetics, that's what allows for needs to be asked for. I may not always be able to accommodate all of the needs, right? But we want to create spaces through our containers and our energetics in our one-on-one work and in our groups where our clients and our participants can be their honest, authentic selves and communicate their needs. Kelsey saying being a carbon copy of someone else is way less valuable than bringing and embodying your unique gifts and way of space holding, guiding, coaching, et cetera. Absolutely. We don't want to be carbon copies of anyone. We're not our most powerful selves when we are carbon copies, you know, trying to emulate this person or that person. I mean, and like to a certain extent, because I remember my first years as a practitioner, I did in certain ways try to emulate certain mentors and teachers, not so that I could be like them forever, but it was like, let me practice that way a little bit to find my own way. So I don't want to pretend like it's black and white, either, right? We sometimes do a little bit of emulating. All right, Vesica. Awesome. I think I saw Kelsey volunteer. Did I see that?
Yeah, I would love to be coached today.
Thank you for volunteering. I so, so appreciate it. Okay, I'm going to come, we'll come, well, actually, I'm not going to come back to you. Vesica will come back to you in like 2 minutes, but you're on deck to be our client for today. In the meantime, Vesica, just say hi so I can see you on my screen. You got to take yourself off mute.
I was trying to change a virtual background to something that looks better.
It looks great.
Okay. Okay, I'm here, sweetheart.
The background is great. And before you jump in, I want to ask you, where do you want to be on your edge in your practice today?
I'm on my edge right now. Like not being prepared or whatever. And I'm sure this is perfect because the truth is that I'm always thinking that I need to be more prepared. Right. I have the perfectionist thing that's constantly with me. So on my edge is just to. So there's a balance. It's between I really would like to ask more questions that bring greater awareness in a way that somebody gets. You know, because I kind of go between intuitive guidance and also truth telling, right? So I'm a truth teller and I really want to balance the communication where I'm asking the questions in a way that can bring up higher or more consciousness in the person that I'm working with. Does that sound like a good answer? Or is that
that's beautiful. I took notes on it so that I can track and we can take a look later. So what I'm hearing is, first of all, it's always perfect. Synchronicity, this just lesson of like that, not going to be so prepared and perfectionist, right? Like always works out the way it needs to. Beautiful lesson in just trusting yourself and all that you have with you in all moments and stepping right in. And then an intention is, I might not be saying this the right way, so let me know, but to maybe rely a little bit less on the straight up reflecting what you're seeing and bring in a little bit more some of the questions that can create more awareness.
Right. And I also want, it's almost like, now tell me if this is leading, but it's almost like asking the questions that can maybe highlight what I'm seeing without me telling what I'm seeing.
I love that. I think that's a great edge and place to work on.
Yeah. And it's going to be my edge. So if I'm not perfect,
we're not looking for perfection. Yeah. You know, this is a very loving space and we already are coming in respecting you and knowing that you have so much to bring. I'm going to give you 30 minutes for the coaching today. And I'm going to let you hold time on that, but let's say to be done by 4 Eastern. And if I see you're going over, I'll like come in, but let's say to be done by 4 Eastern. Sound good?
Okay. All right.
And so just before I let you take it away for everybody else, as a reminder, I want you all to have your practitioner hats on, be observing. I want to invite you to be taking notes on what Vesica is doing really well. Like, what are some things that you're like, ooh, that was a great touch, or that was a great question, or I noticed, you know, the energetics there, anything that is going really, really well. And then I also want you to take notes on some things that you might do differently if you were the practitioner, or any questions that you have for Vesica on choices that she's making. All right, I'm going to put myself on mute. Take it away.
I have no idea who am I coaching.
It's Kelsey. Kelsey. All right,
Kelsey.
Say hi.
All right, so Kelsey, and how do I get her on my view? Okay, there's Kelsey. Awesome. Let me just pin you. Can we do side by side or no? There we go. Kelsey, Lauren?
Yeah, you can just call me Kelsey. That's my middle name.
I love it. Okay, great. I'm so excited. Hi. I love your, are you an artist?
I am. I'm actually taking a painting class right now through my community college. So that's kind of like schoolwork, but so I haven't really been a painter before, other than like very infrequently, but yeah.
Well, I love the colors and it looks nice. So yay. That's exciting. So, well, thank you for being here today. And thank you so much for allowing me the opportunity to just be with you and to offer whatever's in the highest alignment. And it's nice to meet you. Where do you live, Kelsey?
I'm in Portland, Oregon.
Oh, you're not too far away from me. I'm in Gig Harbor, Washington, which is like a couple hours away from, do you know where that is?
Yeah, roughly, yeah. I'm actually originally from the Seattle area, from Lynnwood.
Oh, nice. So yeah, you know, it's kind of like over the Green Bridge, right? Uh-huh. With the view of the water, so, and the mountains. So nice, so great. So I'd love to just find out a little bit about what would you like support with today?
Yeah, so the biggest thing for me is, so where I'm at right now is kind of wanting to relaunch my very new coaching business. That's like the most important thing to me. And also that looks like doing temple circles and one-on-one work and things like this. And I've really been completely hands-off this whole year. And I've just been working my 9-to-5 and trying to gain some stability after having a really unstable year, trying to kind of leap into things like maybe too quickly or too soon for at least me and my nervous system and where I was at financially. But I've got a lot going on. I do have a partner, but they're moving. So I'm a single mom. I consider myself a single mom in terms of how I have to parent my child. So there's that, and working my job, and I'm finishing up a random music degree I started a couple of years ago, and thus the painting, and I have another class and finals, and so I'm just really, really scattered energetically and wanting to, so I'm in Curriculum Lab to get support with creating my offer because I'm at the same time as this course, I'm trying to finish up my temple guide certification through Priestess Presence. And I received an extension. Basically, I need to run a 3-month program and have it finished by April. So I'm wanting to launch a 3-month temple program by the end of December. And I have no time to actually I mean, it's not that I have no time, but my energy just spreads so chaotically. I would really love some help focusing that energy, feeling like in my, you know, in my essence, in my power, in my creative power, so that when I'm working on the things that feel less like aligned in terms of like schoolwork, right? It's harder for me to get in my essence, and I'm spending so much time doing work, schoolwork, like things that don't really bring me that same deep fulfillment as the coaching I want to be doing.
Right.
So it's just like, I want to kind of come into alignment. And so today I decided to take the day off of work. I also have my house is like, my dad was just here working on my house, and there is just, it's just a mess. So I have that going on. So I took the day off to kind of recenter. And I've heard you share before and how you work intuitively. And I really feel like right now I'm needing to get to a deeper level of, you know, it's not just that my life is chaotic. It's that I haven't tapped deeply enough into whatever internal resources, whatever part of myself That's what I'm really wanting to support with. And I feel like maybe you're the perfect person to help me with that. So I'm really excited that I happen to be home so that I could actually like be visible and participate today instead of kind of being in the background.
I love it. I love it. Thank you so much, Kelsey. And thank you so much for sharing. First of all, you are, I just want to acknowledge you because, wow, you are a Wonder Woman. Like you are a goddess handling all of the things that you're doing with you. There's a lot happening for you right now, you know, and I just want to acknowledge you for how strong you are, right? Do you feel that? Like, wow, look at all the things I'm able to like navigate. And I'm also very clear that I'm hearing from you is that I really want to come back to my own resource, my own source center, and really ground from my center so that I can navigate what's really most important right now.
Yeah. And I feel like I wobble on that strength. And one of the things I struggle a lot with is a lot of like worthiness and, wounds around connection where it's like, I just feel like I have to do all this on my own. And so I almost think like, you know, I chose to do all these things, right? Like, why did I choose to overload my life? Like, yeah, I'm strong because I can deal with it. But like, why do I need to keep proving that like, I'm strong, I'm strong, I'm strong. Here's what my life looks like. Cause like, I just want my life to be simple. And I've wanted this for a while, but like, I haven't created simple yet.
Right. So first of all, I just want to also let you know that I studied with Kalila in the Priestess Temple. So I know the temple training you're going through, and it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing that you're doing that right now. It sounds like it's what maybe your soul, your spirit has called you into to maybe cultivate what you're really asking for, to make things simple for yourself. And you know, just if it's okay, Kelsey, would it be okay if we just take a moment after you sharing with me what I'm hearing you say is that there's a lot going on. You want things to be simple and you want to learn how to navigate your life in a way where you're in alignment and that you're not overloading your nervous system so much so that you can feel calm, you can feel grounded, you can feel connected. And as you're making the choices, your alignment is really clear, yes or no, not now, maybe later, and that you can actually move through life with this calm, peaceful presence of really leading with your essence, and that you're aware that although you have all these things happening, what you're most aware of is that cultivating this connection with your essence is absolutely the most important thing for you right now. And does that resonate?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's what I feel like I help other people do too. So it's like, I really need support to get to my deeper level of that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I would love to say, I wish we actually had a lot more time because I really do. And maybe later, Kelsey, after this, we can connect more because we have a limited amount of time today. So I can't help you with the full extent of what I'd really like to, but if we could just make one little small movement in the direction, what I'm really hearing you saying is that right now, just learning how to maybe get more connected, be more centered in my body, feel more relaxed, and maybe having an experience of that in this moment so that you can actually feel supported in your grounding. Would that be beneficial to you? Or what would you like to get most importantly out of this time that we have? And again, honestly, I'm letting you know that Kelsey, I'll work with you later because I can feel how important this is for you and I want to support you. But in this few minutes, would that be good for you?
And I really want to respect the container and your time and not, you know, not necessarily take more of it. But I think so. I mean, like
there's a lot of layers that I was hearing within that you were sharing. And what I was hearing, if you can, maybe you can share with me what feels. So there's this something that you were sharing about being worthy, feeling connected, feeling grounded, and what's really underneath that, right? Mm-hmm. What's really underneath that? It's almost like In fact, would you be open to just closing your eyes for a moment with me?
Okay. Yeah.
If it's just take it. Let's take three deep, nice breaths. One, inhale. And as you exhale with each breath, maybe even just exhaling out your mouth. As you exhale, just feeling yourself sitting in your seat right now. Feeling your sit bones in the chair. Allowing yourself to feel your feet on the ground. Maybe putting your hand on your womb or on your heart. Allowing yourself to just be here now. I have sometimes this request I ask when I'm feeling ungrounded, and maybe you can try it on. I just put my hand on my heart and my hand on my womb, and I just say, I call myself back to myself. I call myself back to myself. Bringing all of my energy here and now as I feel my feet on the ground. Feeling the light in my heart. It's safe for me to be here. It's safe for me to be in my body. As you take a nice deep breath into your womb, just imagine extending your energy, grounded energy, to the edges of the room in your bedroom. As you continue to stay connected to your center, it's like there's beautiful Hara line. It extends all the way from above your head, all the way down into the center of the planet, all the way up into the heavens or the cosmic energies above you. Just imagine there's this pillar of light that's surrounding you right now. Seeing about 3 feet below your feet, a pillar of light, actually. It's like if you can see it, might be, you can give any color you want. It could be turquoise or it could be white, but there's this pillar of light that extends underneath your feet. It's like a platform of light that you're standing on. And this is your connection that you can tap into. Just imagine that pillar of light, that pillar that's underneath you. Just imagine the platinum white or golden light, whatever color resonates for you. Just imagine that you're completely, your auric field is completely covered. And that light, that platinum light, is just rising up. And as it rises up, it comes up from that platform all the way up, all the way up past your shoulders, all the way up above your crown chakra, and actually goes up quite a bit, about 12 inches above your head, into that soul star. This is your energy. It's feeling yourself vibrating at whatever color feels good to you. This is your space. As you breathe in and exhale out, just allowing yourself to let go of anything in this moment that no longer serves you. Any kind of thoughts or beliefs or energy that just really isn't your highest, let it go right now. I just want to invite you to find a place in your body where you feel light, you feel love. Just tap into that place for yourself right now. Imagine that place is just expanding into your field and into your home. Feeling yourself connected. And when you feel connected and grounded and centered, just open your eyes. How is that feeling for you, sweetheart?
The experience reminded me of a lot. And so basically inside my process was feeling a block when you said the affirmation about I call myself back to myself. And I realized what I needed to hear is I belong to myself. And so I started affirming that, and that felt really beautiful. And that, you know, that kind of felt like, okay, this is another layer of that wound that I've been able to understand. So that's really helpful. And then it was, you know, you shared that you went through the temple guide training, and really like these kinds of practices and exercises have fallen out of my life since I was actually in the container so long ago. That I'm kind of trying to finish this and bring this, I'm in my offering, like bringing that together. You know, I get to have this for myself in some way, because I'm trying to bring it back through my body. And I don't want to say can't, you know, but it's going to be harder to have that happen without doing these. And I just haven't been doing these, like I haven't been meditating or taking time to really connect. I mean, little moments here and there when it's like forced or when I just happen to be like in a more ecstatic state, but there's pain around like giving myself that. It's just like, I just,
when you feel that pain, where is it that you feel it in your body, or do you feel it in your body?
In my heart and chest a lot, a little in my stomach, but mostly here. It's like all here, and it's like a constriction.
So is it okay if we just try one or experience just something for a moment to see where, okay, so go ahead, and if it feels comfortable for you to self, go ahead and close your eyes and just feel that place in your body, okay? Just feel that place in your body. And is there a place, so you feel that pain in your heart. Now, is there a place in your body where you feel really good?
Yeah, my head.
In your head, okay.
Like third eye, head.
Okay, great. Now, that place where you feel in your third eye, your head, where you feel good, can you expand that out into maybe your auric field a little bit more? Maybe even down a little closer to your heart. And I'm wondering, you have a daughter, right? You have a daughter, okay. Can you imagine right now that the love that you give your daughter, that you can give yourself in this place in your heart? Could you just see yourself surrounding that place as if that place in your heart is your daughter? And you're extending the love that you have for your daughter to yourself right now. Maybe there's a color frequency that you can bring into this place. It feels good, healing for your heart. How's that feeling for you? Now, what is it? If you are loving this place, as you're loving yourself in this place right now, what would you say to your younger version of yourself that's needing to hear something from your higher self, your higher version? What would you say to her right now?
You're safe.
You're safe. You're safe. You are so safe.
You are love.
You're whole and complete. You are love. Can you breathe into that? Breathing so fully into that. You are safe. You're whole. You're complete. You're love. Just giving yourself that. Giving yourself that. Now, where do you feel that energy now, that you're whole, you're complete, you're loved? Do you feel that in your body? Is it still in your third eye, or is it expanded?
Yeah, it feels a lot more, I feel a lot more equilibrium, like that focus energy, that heady energy has been redistributed, and I feel more calm, and my heart feels more even, and I also feel a lot of kind of activation in my solar plexus. And it might be that some of that, like, it might be that I can't tell if it's the heaviness that's dropped further down to kind of maybe be cleared out down through, but or if it's, yeah, I feel there's tension still in my lower chakras.
Okay. So how does it feel for you? What's the frequency of light that you like working with? Is there a color frequency that feels aligned for you?
It changes, but I'm feeling a lot of green lately.
Okay, beautiful. So I'm wondering if you could just imagine that you're allowing that central column that you have to expand, and just allow that frequency of, like, it's like it. I see it as, see if this resonates, but it's like an emerald golden light. It's like a cleansing, and it just can filter all the way through that central column. And just imagine letting that light flow, cleansing out that dense energy as it moves out. And that might be something that you work with over the next day or week, that you call forth this. I hear you say, sharing that what's really you're aware of is that your meditation practice, and you really doing what you want to support others in is something that you want to give to yourself. So maybe you start with this practice of using this energy and working through the density of that lower chakra, actually just cleansing it all out now, but starting to work with your own tools, because you have those tools. They're already in you even before you did the temple training. You already have access to this, and you know this. I believe you do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'm, what is it that this week, it sounds like you have things going, but you're getting clearer in every moment. I can see that happening for you. What would be really good for you this week for your own self-love and self-care that you could do, whether it's meditation or yoga or clinging? Can you share with me what you can do? And then let's set up a little, you know, space for you to do that.
Yeah, what's feeling really aligned is actually just opening up that space, probably in the morning. I tend to be a late sleeper and run late, and like, literally every day drop my daughter off late to school. Like, I've created this pattern of being behind, and that is very interconnected with, you know, not having time for the practices. So I want to be rising and just give myself that space to utilize the tools, because I don't want to commit to just one. Like, I'm going to meditate every day. It's like, no, let me open up 30 minutes at 7:30 in the morning,
right,
that I can do what I need to do to actually set up. Just like you took a moment to like set yourself up for the session. I don't ever set myself up for my day. Nice. And that's why I don't make it out the door sometimes and have to take the day off, because I didn't
Right. So what I'm hearing is that you're becoming more aware of how important it is for you to come into alignment first thing with yourself, because it sets the tone for your day. And if you're not in alignment, you don't really even want to go out, right? So you know this intuitively, you know this inside, but now you're aware that it's how important it is for you to set that container up for you, that structure up for you, so that you can really be fully present in your day. And I'm also wondering, is there a possibility that you're always on time? That you have your own timing? That your flow is your flow? And that maybe that idea of being late is something that's a construct that...
Yeah, it's... I'm not really built for the paradigm of modernity, you know? And I can honor that and kind of hold the parallel. And at the same time, you know... It would be nice to, I don't know. I mean, who knows? A lot could change even with my daughter being in traditional schooling in a couple years. So I'm not even committed to like needing to follow these rules, but I don't want to be rushing in the morning. That's what it is. Right. You know, I don't want to wake up late and have that frenetic energy when I can just start with me.
And I'm inviting you to, there's this beautiful thing where you say, I'm in alignment with my highest alignment and I'm in alignment with the divine timing. There's this miracle energy that can just kind of happen to put you in alignment where you're always on time for at the right time. But the alignment that I'm seeing is that you're aligning with yourself first. So then you can align with the world. So you can be in the world as yourself, not be of it, but align yourself with the world so that it flows for you. And you're not feeling constrained by the world telling you what to do. You're actually living in it in your more masterful self.
I love that. Yeah, that's so true. That's such a great reminder because I don't want to get into judgment of the world and say, well, this isn't built for me, so I can't be in it. It's like, no, but I need to be before I can be in it.
Right. Because you chose to be here, right?
Right.
You're a sister. You're a sister, Kelsey. You know, when I say that, you chose to be here, right? So it's just a challenge learning how to operate when we come from a place where this looks foreign to us, right? You chose to be here and you can totally masterfully come into alignment with yourself. And you know, I hear your commitment and your choice to realize that you can create your life in alignment and be in this world and have a beautiful life and be a beautiful example for your daughter and love your life. And it sounds like that the one thing that's most important to you is just making this time in the morning. So it's almost like you wouldn't run out your house without putting your clothes on, right? It's like that. It's that important. You got to get yourself ready in the morning, and that commitment is really what you need. And then all the other things will all come into alignment. And I feel you know this.
Yeah. I just really needed the reminder. So thank you.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And then the experience of it, you know, it's so important it's one thing to know it cognitively, but it's a completely other thing to be in the embodiment practice of it. So that's my intention, is to just lead with that. And, you know, I think I will use that affirmation, I belong to myself, and maybe it'll evolve over time. And start with that.
I remember you were saying, I belong to myself. Mm-hmm. I am whole and I am complete. Mm-hmm. And I love myself. I could see you actually putting that into your morning practice. And that's the last part of your affirmation before you come into the world and connect with others.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I really appreciate you letting me guide you through this process. And is there anything else you'd like to share before we end with our time today?
The last thing is actually, you know, hoping to evolve hoping to really evolve this, because I already see like the next step being having a ritual at the beginning and the end. I think like actually bookending, whether mm-hmm. I start with one or want to kind of do both in tandem, that feels really important to say, because I'm seeing like, it's like, you know, how we open and close the container of a coaching session. We need to open and close the container of our day. Yeah. And I don't do either. And so I'm really excited to just commit to doing this and like having that knowledge and faith and lived experience of like, I know that when I do this, things come together, just like you were saying. I just needed to kind of like remember and like feel what I feel like I really received is like, there's still a little hesitation, I'll name that, but I feel motivated and ready to like take this step now. It's like, it's the step I knew I needed to take, but I didn't get to really work through or process it like this. So thank you so much.
Absolutely. And thank you so much for being such a beautiful, radiant, beautiful, radiant being. And thank you so much for being a mother. You know, oh my gosh, how blessed your daughter is. And I'm sending you off, seeing you just, I'm seeing your radiance shine throughout your day. And I'm seeing this just be an effortless journey for you, that it just becomes your life. And so that you know what embodiment really is versus the cognitive you're experiencing it, so that you can share that beauty with others. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Yay. Jessica, yay, Kelsey, so well done. All right, I'm gonna unpin you. Hold on one moment. Jessica. Okay, here we go. All right, so beautifully done. Thank you. Thank you to the both of you for all that you brought. Jessica, I'm gonna ask you. Such a great job. What's one thing that you really want to honor or celebrate or acknowledge from the session that you just held? What's something that you just really want to celebrate from it?
From the session, for her or
for you, something that you
Well, I just trusted myself, even though I'm like, with all the beautiful tools that you offer, I think for me, listening to what was really most important for her versus trying to work through all the things that were the outward distractions is listening to what was really most important and what she really needed. At least that's how I feel.
Beautiful. Yeah, there were a lot of pieces that came up, not unimportant, but I think you really, like you're saying, you were really like listening for what was most important. You checked in along the way with that and honed in on that. Really, really nicely done. All right, so you can put your practitioner hat on too. Well, you've already had your practitioner hat on, Jessica, but Kelsey, you can put your practitioner hat on. And I'm going to ask everyone, just raise your hand and I'll call on you. What are some other things that Jessica did well? What did you note went really well about that session? What skills were used? Who wants to share? Don't be shy. Julie.
I loved especially that she sort of created safety and familiarity and trust initially by sharing that they have a commonality around the priestess temple piece. I thought that was really lovely. And I loved that throughout she consistently asked permission before introducing or inviting in the embodiment pieces, which I thought she did really beautifully.
I'm going to stop you there. Then you can like raise your hand again for other things. Yeah, lots of different, but those two, yes. Gonna pull on those even more. So working backwards, you know, as we've said before, but just always important reminder. And I'm so glad you're pointing it out again, Julie, before we go into deeper work or somatic work or into the body, we want to get permission first. We don't want to just say, okay, go close your eyes. And Vesica did that really well. And yeah, great rapport. Brynn is saying it in the chat too, and container setting in the beginning, they had shared program, shared area of the world. And even just starting with like, I love the colors. Are you an artist? She, I'm assuming Vesica and Kelsey hadn't really connected before today. Just such a beautiful, quick way of starting to create relationship and some trust. Good. Jana.
You said a lot of what I was going to say, but I also like that she acknowledged her strength and all that she was doing. You know, because when Kelsey was talking, it felt like she wasn't happy with herself. And Vesica kind of brought it back to her, like, look at everything you're doing, even if it doesn't feel in alignment right now with you.
Yeah, absolutely. As Kelsey was sharing, I hope Vesica acknowledges, like, this is so many things. And she used this like beautiful phrase of, you're such a Wonder Woman, and really, really acknowledged all of the things that Kelsey really is such a Wonder Woman, like all of the things that she has going on and that she's tending to. That acknowledgement, we don't want to skip over that. That is such an important piece of helping our clients feel seen and heard, helping them know that we're with them, that we respect them, that we understand, you know, what they're holding. It's interesting, after Vesica said that, she also said, and how strong you are. And I wanted to pull on that for a moment. This is a kind of like a little thing that I've learned from kind of doing this and then kind of being corrected in a way. Reflecting to someone that they're strong, if they have, if there's something about, especially for women, I find, reflecting to them that they're strong, there's a lot of stuff around that. So sometimes I've reflected to someone like, oh my gosh, you're so strong, and it's fine. But I can tell you that many other times I've said it and they'd be like, yeah, but I don't want to be so strong all the time, or why do I have to, or whatever. And Kelsey went there a little bit. She's like, what? Like, I forget exactly what you said, Kelsey. So anyway, I just wanted to pull on that for everyone. Is I have learned over the years that the strength thing is one of those pieces that I try to remember not to introduce as a celebration or acknowledgement unless the client has already owned that for themselves. Anina.
Yes, I love the fact that she was really coaching the who, just in the guided meditation, for example, saying like, put your hand in the womb. And like, I wouldn't necessarily say that without knowing that she has already done the priestess training, the temple training. So I kind of, it felt beautifully kind of linked to that. And also that something else that I found really important was to mention in the beginning, kind of like what can be done in this time. I found it beautiful to kind of point that out, like, hey, we only have half an hour, and this is like to stay in integrity. That's what I felt.
Yeah, beautiful, good. So let's pause on those two pieces for a moment. So the first thing Anina is talking about is, you know, because Vesica knew that Kelsey had been the truth. You know, they, so, and what I wrote down is they have shared filters and language. Some of the language that Vesica used in this session might not have been appropriate or so easily taken in so quickly, if there wasn't those shared filters or language. But Vesica really beautifully, filters aren't always a bad thing, right? It's just, are we aware of them? And then how are we using them? And Vesica really beautifully used this shared filter to go deeper, quicker with the client. And then the second thing that Nina mentioned is the noting the, you know, this is how much time we have, a really nice piece in there, because there was limited time and they weren't going to be able to, you know, I mean, you did a really great job. You got to a lot of it, but they weren't going to be able to get to all of it. So being clear on agreements in the beginning, that's kind of an extent, that really what that was an extension of what is it that you want to receive from this, right? In the time that we have. Vesica, because you are just like so generous and such a beautiful soul, you know, you offered the other time, which I'm going to like, I'm not saying it was wrong at all, but I'm going to say, like, especially coming off of our call last week, just be mind, right? We always just want to be mindful. And then the other piece in there, I think it worked out beautifully, but I'm just going to offer a tweak on that. Vesica, you said, you know, in the time that we have, and then you gave the suggestion, you said, I'm thinking we could, and that was great, but I'll just offer an alternative is, so then in the time that we have, if there was one thing or one way that you would like to move forward, you know, bringing it more into a question versus, so we're going to work on connecting you to your essence so that you have that right now. Good. Who else? What else did you know Vesica did really well? Who wants to share? Kelsey saying in the chat, I noticed so many good things, acknowledging known skills and tools of the client. Yes, Vesica did such a good job of celebrating the resources that Kelsey has, right? All that she has inside of her already, listening for the through line, yes, asking what's most important, and meeting the client where she is, absolutely, yes to all of those things. And then the somatic exercises, yes. Good. Who else? Anyone else want to share? Jennifer.
Oh, Vesica, I just really enjoyed experiencing your style of coaching. It's so different from mine. And what I really noticed most was how well you did the somatic and the spiritual and the emotional pieces. I tend to be heavy on the cognitive. So I was just kind of in awe the whole time of how connected you were intuitively to your client and how you knew instinctively that that would really be helpful for her. So I just really appreciated that.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. The spiritual and the somatic and the, you know, not staying on the cognitive level, just done so beautifully in lots of different ways throughout the session. Wendy.
Hi. Yeah, I really appreciated, Kelsey had mentioned, I want to be in my essence, my creative power, and come into alignment. And I thought those three things were incredibly powerful. And I thought it was also incredibly powerful that Vesica understanding that Kelsey knew a particular type of language, took that and helped to reconnect her to her Hara, I thought was just stellar. Because of course, knowing that Kelsey would understand what that is. And I just, with her saying that these are the things that she's wanting, I just felt like that was so intuitive and also kind of specific to what she was saying she was really wanting to connect back to. And I really appreciated that piece. I thought that was beautiful.
Yeah, yes, absolutely. And what I would add on to what you're saying, which I think is a piece of it, is Vesica did a really good job of listening and tracking and continuing to come back to the language that was important for the client. You know, she held that thorough line of the alignment the whole way through. As an example, she kept on coming back to that. Good. Okay, good. Let me see if there are any other pieces. Oh, another piece that I want to pull out that Vesica did, and we'll get to this piece with Befriend Your Fear, and some of the other techniques that we look at later in the program, but I wanted to pull it out here. Such a great question. It was during one of the somatic pieces, and Vesica asked, what would you say to your younger self? It's a powerful question for a number of different reasons. And I want to pull on one of the things that this question does. One of our jobs in coaching is to support our clients to resource from the here and now versus the there and then. One of our jobs in coaching is to support our clients to resource from the resources they have in the here and now versus the wounding or the trauma in the there and then. A question like, what would you say to your younger self, does this beautifully, because what's between the lines in that question? Your current adult, right? Higher self, the resourcing from the here and now, what is the wisdom that wants to be pulled through to help not be stuck in the there and then? I want to pause on that. Does that make sense? Kelsey.
Yeah, I'm so glad you brought up this piece because I had forgotten about it a little bit, but that was a great question for me because, you know, I do have trauma and I also know how to lead other people through like inner child regression and do this kind of work. And it was another reminder of like one of those meta moment for me, like one of those tools that I could be using on myself is like checking in with, you know, what, you know, where's that safety at, where's that relationship at with my inner child. And so it was like in the moment, but also like, it was also a reminder for me of the tools that I have.
So. Yeah. I feel like the whole session was kind of like that for you, like
that was
moment and meta.
That's true.
Good. Good, good, good.
Hi, Joanna. Can you just repeat that again, please? I'm sorry to jump in here, but it was so powerful and I was trying to write it down.
Part of our job as coaches is to support our clients to resource from the here and now instead of from the there and then, or instead of being stuck in the there and then. So a question like, what would you want to say to your younger self? And sometimes when I ask that question, you know, I'll just add, like, if it's helpful for people, sometimes I'll add, you know, that no adult ever told you back then. In some cases, that second piece can really help. A question like that does is brings the client into the here and now and into all of the resources and experience and wisdom and just resource that they have in the here and now, which is so valuable.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. One other piece I'm going to pull on for now, and then we'll move on to things that maybe could have, you might want to do differently or any questions. I want to point out that Vesica moved towards strategizing in the end, right? So even though a lot of the session, she wasn't on the cognitive, as we've been saying, she was activating all the different pieces and in spiritual and all of that, she still made time at the end for, on a cognitive level, okay, now let's take the wisdom, the breakthrough, the experience, the new like energy that just came out of that work, and pin down one or two next steps. And she said, what would be good for you? These weren't your exact words, Vesica, but it's something around what would be good for your own self-care, right? So she was starting to move towards strategizing, how to take the breakthroughs to start to apply them persistently and consistently into a transformation and into the ultimate result that the client wants. Okay, Vesica, I'm gonna call on you again. You there?
Yes, I'm here.
Awesome. If you could go back and maybe do one thing differently, what's one thing that you might do differently?
Well, I so appreciate this question. And what I would do differently is in the moment, and Kelsey let me know, which I'm so appreciative to, but in the moment where I said, took her in and to the meditation, and I said, what I say to myself as I call myself back to myself, in that moment, I think next time, what I'd say is, again, I would like to look, like ask it in a way where she could say, or I could say, or whatever feels in alignment for you. Something that instead of directing, because I know that I do that in some of my session work, because I'm working with soul fragmentation sometimes and bringing people back their soul. Anyway, that doesn't matter. I would like to ask that question in a way that like, what would, or whatever feels in alignment to you right now to have yourself feel here in the moment and present.
Yeah, I think that that's a great tweak. Kelsey is such a like natural coach and self-coach that she like self-coached herself through it and found really profound about the belonging to self. And she didn't let it slow her down or like go into resistance. But for someone else that isn't such a great self-coach or a self-aware or astute, that could have them go off on like, but I don't want it, right? And then it would, I mean, you can always make gold out of that too, if they're willing to share, but some people might just say nothing and open their eyes and move on. So I think that's a beautiful tweak. Good. Okay, good. So I'd love to hear from others. What's something either that you might have done differently or a different pathway that you saw in the session, or any question that you might have for Vesica or for Kelsey? Who wants to share? What's something you might have done differently, or a thread you might have pulled on, or a question that you have? Kelsey.
Yeah, I wanted to touch back on the strength piece. I almost typed up something, but it felt better to. Now I get the chance to share verbally. Like you shared, Joanna, there's some people that have resistance or wounding around that. And for me, it's a trauma thing around, you know, having to be overly responsible. But I thought of a reframe for that that would at least work for me and maybe some other folks, which is kind of like, look at how much you can hold, or like, look at how well you're holding, you know, what's in your life right now, something like that, because that feels so much more open and for me like feminine rather than being strong and just like grunting through it. So I wanted to offer that as something you can try. Anyone can try if they want to.
I'm so glad you are. That's a beautiful reframe. Vesica, did you want to share something?
Yes. And I'm so glad you can, because that's the thought that was running through my head. That was the feeling, is like, wow. And so I appreciate you, like that's like you're rephrasing what I was thinking. And so I appreciate that, because it was what I was like, oh, I felt that feeling of like, oh, I shouldn't have said strong, but she's going to get what I mean. because you're incredible, you know?
Yeah. Yes. And I also, I love the reframe of the language too. Good. All right. Who else? What's something you might have done differently or a different pathway that you saw was available there? Any questions that you have for Vesica or Kelsey? Who wants to share? Even if you're not sure, it's for everyone's learning. Jana.
There were a couple of points where I might have allowed a little more space for Kelsey to continue. You know, it felt like there was more. And Vesica would ask another question or something. So that's probably the main thing.
I see Jessica, Vesica shaking her head as well. It's so interesting, Vesica, because when you're leading someone through a visualization or somatic, so you're so like, you have no problem with the space. It's so beautifully paced and spaced. And then I think when you're on the cognitive, sometimes that's a place to work, just leaving a little bit more space there, waiting for the client to answer the question, getting more comfortable with the cognitive. You're so comfortable with the spiritual and the somatic.
And can I ask a question around that? Because I'd love some feedback. I noticed that I'm a fast processor. Like, I process really fast. So on the cognitive level. And so, how do you navigate what is an average or a normal? Because I know that this is a big place that I need to my growth edge to. What would you say about when you're in generally working with how, you know, because I'm we got 30 minutes. And yeah.
And you know that you're a fast processor. So here's a challenge. I'm going to issue a challenge to you. See if you can do this in your sessions over this next week or two. When you want to say the next thing, not when you're doing visualization, but when it's just regular conversation, when you want to say the next thing, count silently in your head to 4, 1 Mississippi, 2, right? Just give, I think in many of those cases, the client might start talking again before 4. And if not, then you're good and you can say the next thing. And let's see how that goes. Yeah. Good. Well, we have, this call went so quickly today. We have just 2 minutes left. I want to see, I already shared throughout some other just things I might have done differently or little tweaks. Let's just see if there's anything else. The I belong to myself piece, that felt really profound to me. That's a place I might have paused around. I might have reflected back, I belong with some space, I belong to myself, to let that drop in a little more. And again, you got to exactly where the client needed to go beautifully, but another pathway might have been to do a little more digging around the I belong to myself. Right after that, Kelsey said something about, I haven't been taking the time for the practices. Could ask, how does that relate to I belong to myself? What do you know about belonging to yourself? Different types of, so that could have just been a line of inquiry. And Kelsey, one that you might just want to go down on your own as well to do more unpacking there. Oh, and then the last piece I want to make sure that I share, there was 30 seconds left. And Vesica, you said anything else that you'd like to share? Now, again, Kelsey is awesome and she knows containers and boundaries. And she answered that question as if it were what's your takeaway? She answered her takeaways, which was great. But you could get in trouble with a different kind of client when there's zero time left to say anything else you'd like to share. They might open up the whole new next thing and go on for minutes and all of that. So just watch with that a little bit.
Yeah. And can I ask that question too? Because I totally get that. And when I said that, I was actually the way I was asking was meaning the takeaway, but I don't like to use the word takeaway because it doesn't feel, it feels like a, it just doesn't feel right to me. Is there another language? I guess I could say what feels really important for you to integrate into your week or something like that.
Yeah, I love that. That's a beautiful question. Yeah. Another is, you know, what have you received from this call that you want to note right now? Yeah. All right. Kim is saying in the chat that she's amazed at what a great match the two were. I agree. I feel like Kelsey had the intuitive hit. Like, this is, I'm going to raise my hand. Thank you again to the both of you. Before everyone hops off, please just everybody write down for yourselves, what is the most important thing that you're taking away from this call? What have you received from this call? I'd love for you to share it in the Facebook group. And if you need anything, let me know. I'm around and I'm wishing you all a wonderful rest of your day. Thank you. Thank you.
Joanna, do you have a vote?